Second Nishmas Avi Mar Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pichas is Nechad Nishmas Daniel Lashen of Us Yeshua Falak. Okay, it's good to see everybody. I hope everyone had a meaningful Purim, Simchas Purim. And so tonight, Be'ez Hashem, I want to make a continuation between Purim and Muktzah. Because we're learning in Yoni Muktzah, but it just came Purim. So even though I think originally they sent out a misinformation about what the shiur is about, I think maybe it was corrected. The shiur is about Tiltul Megillah O Get B'Shabbos. Whether you're allowed to say this past Shabbos, were you allowed to? If you have a Megillah Esther, could you move it? Could you from place to place, or is it considered Muktzah? The Megillah Esther. And the other question is whether a get is muktzah. That's not usually something you have around your house, a get, but it has similar questions, a get and Megillah Esther. And then, Be'ezus Hashem, next week I want to do tying in muktzah to the Inyan Diyoma, the question of on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, where we're not allowed to, Erev Pesach, you can't eat matzah. So the question is the matzah, everyone has matzah around the house, but say you have to move the matzah from one place to another, because you want to make room for something, is matzah muktzah on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos? So I thought that was an interesting topic for what we're learning in Yoni Muktzah, and this year's Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So I thought that would be an interesting discussion. And then Be'ez Hashem, the week after, I want to talk about what you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Meaning, you can't eat matzah, what about could you eat, cookies that have matzah meal in it, filter fish that has matzah meal in it. Are those things also part of the Isser of eating matzah on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Pesach or not? And it becomes very relevant, especially this year.
Could Rabbi also talk about whether the property is matzah shira?
Yeah, we'll talk about whether you can have egg matzah on Erev Pesach or not. So, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that. Okay. So let's begin tonight's shir. We skipped Paket Yud Zayin and Yud Ches because those Be'ez Hashem are not from Minyan Adiyoma. So Be'ez Hashem, after Pesach, we'll get back to those packets. Because those don't have to do with Pesach or Purim. So I'd rather just do the Purim, Pesach things, especially the ones that have to do with Muktzah as well. Okay. So we know the famous Shulchan Aruch says, on page 1, Yom Chamisha Osor Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, like this year, Ein Korim HaMegillah B'Shabbos. You don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, and Magdimim L'Krosa Be'erev Shabbos. You read it on Friday. V'Govim Mo'os Matanos Aniyim U'Mechalkim Osom Bo B'Yom. And then you give him Matanos Lev Yonim Afrei. U'V'Yom HaShabbos Motzim Shnei Svarim. This is what they did in Yerushalayim. They took out 2 Sifrei Torah this Shabbos, this pair Shabbos. Uvisheni Korim Vayovo Amalek. And they read whatever the Kriya that we normally read on Purim before the Megillah, of Vayovo Amalek from the end of Beshalach, that's what they read on Shabbos. The Omrim Alanisim. And they say Alanisim on Shabbos. The Ein Osim Sudas Purim Ad Yom Echad Beshabbos. Right, this we had a whole shiur on last time. That the Sudas Purim is on Sunday, right? And we said the Malabach disagreed with this. He says, "How can you have a Sudas Purim?" And it's interesting. Like someone else said to me, it's so interesting that you're gonna bench on the Sudas Purim. You're not gonna say Al Anisim, right? So you're only gonna say Al Anisim on Shabbos. But so it's funny to have a Sudas Purim and not to have Al Anisim on the Sudas Purim, which is all Purim Meshulash is Bechal an enigma. It's You know, because the Pashas is like the Marlbach. That you should have, the Megillah you should read on Friday, I understand. But everything else should be on Shabbos, Pashas. That's the Chachar, that's why he fought for that. But he lost. He lost. You know, Rav Yosef Karo, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, so his opinion was accepted. Even though, as someone pointed out, you know, Marabach, as we said from last time, Marabach was a contemporary of Rav Yosef Karo. But he didn't write the Shulchan Aruch. So, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Even though, you should know, the Shulchan Aruch was very controversial when it was first written. You know, there's a lot of controversy against having one person codify Jewish law. Right? Like a lot of Rabbanim said, Mehechi Tesi, there should be one person to decide what the halacha is for all of Klal Yisrael. There should be every shtot should have their rav, and the rav should decide what he thinks the psak halacha is. Well, what's this idea of universal halacha for Klal Yisrael? So
feel that way today? Any Rabbanim would still take that approach?
No, so like someone told me, Rav Moshe Bick said, Rav Yosef Karo, he saved Yiddishkeit. He felt that was a big mile what he did. You know, but I mean, the Maisa, you know, it's Mekubal. I mean, it's Mekubal in a sense. In other words, obviously sometimes the Magen Avraham will argue and then we'll pass like the Magen Avraham over the Mechaber. But the general Miskeret, you know, like a case of Purim Shulash, this is it. The Shulchan Aruch didn't even bring a Yesh Omrim to say otherwise. And that was Mekubal. So it's an interesting phenomenon.
If someone's interested, one of Rebbe's favorite Sfarim, the Minhag Yisrael Zayra, has a lot of stuff that Kineged Shulchan Aruch Minhagim, and you know, to try to answer up whether they're good or not.
Yeah. Okay, so the question is, what if you would go ahead and you want to, on Shabbos, this last Shabbos, you say you have a Megillah at home, right? A lot of us have Megillahs at home, and you want to take the Megillah and move it from place to place in your house. Hey, we keep our Megillah Sester in the break front, so you want to get something from behind the Megillah Sester in the break front. So can you take out your Megillah Sester and move it? Is it considered muktzah or not? So let's look first in Hilchos Gittin. State the Shulchan Aruch on page 2 in Hilchos Gittin. Ein megashim b'Shabbos. Right? You can't give a get on Shabbos. In other words, Amy, we don't do kiddush. We don't give, you know, these like kinyanim type of things. You don't do on Shabbos. So ein megarshin on Shabbos, you don't get married on Shabbos, you don't get divorced on Shabbos, you know, all these things you don't do on Shabbos. But if there's a need, say a person's dying, shetakof alav hacholi, so he wants to divorce his wife because he's afraid if he dies and he doesn't divorce her, then she'll be stuck with the yibum situation, and that's, you know. And who says, you know, even situation isn't always the best situation for the woman. So he'd rather have her be divorced, so this way she'll be free to do what she wants. She won't be at the mercy of her brother-in-law. So he'd like to divorce her. And it's Shabbos, and he knows he might not live till after Shabbos. So he says, you might get reshuso. He says, if the get is in his reshus, yiknila also, so she can mimakna his apartment to her, his house to her. She'll be kind of the house, and mamela, she'll be kind of the get, meet the chatzer, because he'll be makna the house to her. Make a kinyan suder, right? She'll give him a handkerchief, he'll be makna the house to her, and Mamela, she'll be kind of the get. But what if the get is not in her, in his house? He'd let her be yada. So then, we're going to let him take the get and give it to her. In other words, we're trying to avoid, you see, the assumption is that a get might be muktzah. So we're trying to avoid moving the get. So here, there's this big tzorach to be megarish on Shabbos. So even though we normally don't, it's an issur d'rabbanan, but here, but makom shchiv mirah, that he might not live till after Shabbos, and he doesn't want his wife to be bound into the yibum situation. So he thought, so he can makna his, say the get is in his house, so makna the house to her.
Isn't tiltal of mukts on Shabbos a much lesser issue than making mamish kinyan deraisa?
I don't know. I mean, here it's mashma not that way, right?
Yeah, it sounds kind of
like
extreme
rathua here. Right. So if he can do it that way, he do it that way. But if not, he can pick up the get and give it to her. But the assumption is that a get is muktza. And therefore we try to, and you shouldn't. If it's a makom tzarech, that there's no other way, then he could, because it's not in his rishus, so then he could pick it up and give it up. Says the Rambam, "Yesh omrim de bezman hazeh de kosvim Torah shebal peh mutar l'taltal get b'shabbos v'yochol l'tnu lo b'chol inyan." He says, "Why is it get muktza? Because a get is Torah shebal peh. I mean, the Torah shebichsav tells about giving a get, but the concept of the nusach a get." Is, and how do we write a get? And all the different halachas of the get is in Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Shabbat Peh just says, V'nosan lach sefer krisus, V'kosav lach sefer krisus, V'nosan biyada. But all the halachas that we have in the get is Torah Shabbat Peh. But you're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. So if you're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, then you can't read the Torah Shabbat Peh. Then you can't read. What you can't write, you can't read. And if you can't read it, it's muktza. But the Rama says, Bizmana said that we have a heter, that we write down Torah Shabbat Peh, Yisla Sos Lashem, that we're afraid if we don't write down Torah Shabbat Peh, we'll forget it. So we have a heter to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. So then, if you have a heter to write it, well, then we can read it, and then it's not muktza. So he says, Bizmana said, the kosher Torah Shabbat Peh, mutter, the taltal get b'shabbos. So that's what the Rambam says. So where is this halacha come from? That if you can't write it, then you can't read it, and then you can't metaltal it. So this is a Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach on page 3. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Rav Yosef and Samach Amral from Gittin on page 3. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Dami Travai. Hi, Sefer Aftarta. So it used to be a concept of safe. We know, you know, I'm sure you've seen in your, you know, Haftorah book, that it's a book of Haftorahs, right? Here it could be a scroll of Haftorahs. You know, in other words, usually we have a scroll of the Torah. We have a scroll of Nevi'im, a scroll of Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu. And here we have a scroll of Haftorahs, or a book of Haftorahs. So the Gemara says, also lo mikrei be b'Shabbos, you can't use it on Shabbos. My time in lo niton likosev, because you're not allowed to write a Haftorah book. Because you're only allowed to write Torah Shebichsav if you write the whole Sefer. I can write all of Yeshayahu, all of Yecheskel. But I write a Haftorah book, I mean, one Haftorah is from Yeshua, another Haftorah is from Shmuel, another Haftorah is from Yirmiyahu. You can't do that. That's improper. So Mamela, since you can't do it, you can't write it, then you can't read from it. If you can't read from it, it's a muktza. So that's what's a high sefer of tarta, also the mikri v'shabbos, my time, the lonitong mikosev. So the Gemara says, Mar Barvashi Omar l'taltuli nami osir. And then he added, then therefore it's muktza. My time, the lochazi l'mikri be. So the Gemara says, no, velohi, not true. Shari l'toltuli, you can move it, the Haftorah book, v'shari l'mikri bein, you can read from it. Why? The Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, ma'ayni b'sifra da'agarata b'shabata, they would write down the sefer, they would write it, they had a sefer of Agadus Chazal. It's Torah Shebal Peh, Agadus Chazal. That's not a, you can't write it, you can't read. Whereas once we matter Torah Shebal Peh to write down, because we're afraid you can forget, so that you can write it. Once you can write it, then you can read it. And once you can read it, it's not Muktzah. So that's what, so the same thing the Rama said, that once we matted writing down Torah Shebal Peh, then you can read it. So then you can read the get. If you can read the get, then you can remove the get, and it's not Muktzah. So that's the Yisod. So take a look. In the Rashba. There's a Rashba on page 10 and 11. Let's take a look at the Rashba. The Rashba is going on in Gemara and Gittin, where it talks about, on page 9, that's the case of the Shechiv Mirah. So, in other words, he's makne the makom, but not metalta the get. So says the Rashi on page 10, Perish Rashi, Mishum she'osu l'talta l'get b'Shabbos. He can't metalta l'get b'Shabbos, so therefore he has to be makne the makom. He told me, Meishna mishar shtaros. So what's the difference between other shtaros that you metalta b'Shabbos? Because the Gemara says, Ain korim b'shtari had yotus. We'll have a whole shiur on that. But certain things, that's a whole different topic that we have to talk about, shtari had yotus. But say different things that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. But it only says you can't read. It doesn't say that you can't move it. So it's mashma that shtaris you can move. So why are we saying over here that the get is muktzah? So there are two answers. In other words, why do we have against Gittin? Again, we said is Muktzah. Rashi says is Muktzah. That's why they had to make a Kinyan. But the Gemara seems to say that Shtaris is not Muktzah. You might not be able to read the Shtar. It just says you can't read the Shtar. But it doesn't say you can't Metaltel the Shtar. So Tosa says, you know why you can be Metaltel the Shtar? Because a Shtar you could use if you need what? A bottle cap. If you need a bottle cap, what you can do is you take your shtar and you plug it in. You plug it in the bottle. So there's a use for it. So that's why shtaris is not muktzah. But a get, you're not going to do that to a get. A get, kodim nesina, ain't a roi lotzar plis luchushim. But you're not going to do that to a get. A get that wasn't used yet. It's written get, ready to be used. Now you're going to fold it up and use it as a bottle stopper, you know. You won't do that. So since a get, you can't read the get because it's, it's like a shtar. You can't read the shtar. And you can't use it for something else. So and then it's muktzah. But another shtar you could use as a bottle cap. So it's not muktzah. Aval get kodem nesina ein aroi lotzer al plitz luchiso, the geirishin koin. But then he says, no, inami ishlomer daf shtar shtaros asuris. No, all shtaros you can't move, based on the Gemara, and what we read in Gittin. Me to have a sifra, the agarta, the kemish also likros bo, also a taltalo. That since you can't read it, you can't, just like we said, like sefer of haftorah, with a sefer agarta. Once you're not allowed to write it, you can't read it, and then you can't metalto it. But then the Riyaz Zokin says, even if you're going to tell me that it's not Muktzah, Lefi Shoroi, Lislamin, Menu, Inyone, Haget. Yikomokom Lohem Haya Oser. Shaloyah Lomdim halachas ki bal peh. He said because in the Zman HaGemara, when the Zman, meaning the before there was a heter to write Torah shebal peh, you weren't allowed to write the get. You weren't allowed to learn. I'm sorry, you can write a get because if you need the get, but you can't learn from the get. In other words, you have to do it al peh, because since you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbal Peh, so you can't, therefore you can't learn Torah Shabbal Peh. A get is not for learning. A get is for giving the get. You want to learn from the get, that would be improper if it was Torah Shabbal Peh. And therefore you won't be able to move it. So Bekitzer, we see in the Poskim that Shtaros and Gittin, you can't move. One opinion says you can move a shtar since you could use it for a bottle stopper. But a get, you can't use for. So a get is, but everyone agrees a get is muktza, either because it's Torah Shebal Peh, or it's or there's no use for it other than giving the get, which you're not going to do on Shabbos anyway, and you're not going to use it as a bottle stopper. Because who would use a get that they need for Gerushin as a bottle stopper before they gave the get? You know, who knows? The get will get, ruined.
No problem. You know, a get not. Then if it's the shtar happens to be a mortgage on a house for $1 million, also not.
Right. So that's according to the other opinion. But according to the second opinion, the Rashba, it works out for fine. Because then anything you can't read on Shabbos is muktzah. So the mortgage probably you can't read on Shabbos because it's a business deal or whatever. So therefore you can't metaltal on Shabbos. It's that, but Torah Shabbal. But then the Rama says, but Bisman is that we write down Torah Shabbal Peh. So if you write down Torah Shabbal Peh, then you're allowed to write it down. So therefore you can learn from it, and therefore it's not muktzah. That was what the Rama said. The Rash was talking about before there was a heter to write down Torah Shabbal Peh.
You can handle on Shabbos your tax documents and things like that because you could theoretically use it, as a bottle cap, etc.
Yeah, but as much as that, I don't know if anyone's using these things as bottle caps anyway.
Right. And just surprising the idea that you could handle these things on Shabbos, that they might not be muktzah.
Well, what?
It's just surprising if anyone would hold that way today, that you can handle these kinds of documents on Shabbos.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Rabbi, why isn't it muktzah makos chesaronkis?
So that's a question, whether it's Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis or Shechter Diskan Rabbi. At some point we have to see if Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis has to be a Klisha Melachto Liz or not. So it's not so simple. Okay. So this is all about Gittin. But what about a Megillah? What's the story of a Megillah Esther? Could you read? Are you allowed to be metaltel Megillah Esther on Shabbos? So we'll take a look on page 6. This is the pre-chadash. You can be sure some of your chalias b'Shabbos ain't coming on Megillah b'Shabbos. The Machdim will cross the Rav Shabbos. He zok the pre-chadash. The Pri Chodesh says he thinks that a Megillah Esther is muktzah. Chay Mucham had a mean in Perek Arizokin. Hay Sefer Daftarta. That a Sefer of Haftorah, you're not allowed to metaltel. Why? Because you can't read from it. So you see from that anything you can't read, you can't be metaltel. If it came in the Megillah, ain't Korim Bo Mishum Gzeir the Rabbah. So this past Shabbos, if you had a Megillah Esther, and say you left a Megillah Esther, this Shabbos was right into Purim, Purim for Shabbos, so somebody could have left his Megillah Esther on the dining room table. So the Pri Chodesh says, if you left it on the dining room table, you can't move it. It's muktzah. That's the psak of the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh says you can't move a Megillah Esther and Shabbos. So let's look in the Knesset HaGedolah on page 8. Says the Knesset HaGedolah on page 8. Ein kar Megillah B'Shabbos. Nibu Tziva. B'tshuva chelek arachayim istapachti mutal l'taltal Megillah B'Shabbos. He says he has a suffix whether you're allowed to move Megillah Esther on Shabbos. You have your duma to get. Is it like a get? The man the shari hasa mishum the yochol ulmod heimenu kamedine get, because in other words the Ramah said that you can bottom line the Ramah says b'zman hazeh you can be metaltal get on Shabbos because you're allowed to read a get to learn halacha from, even though those halachas are all Torah Shabbal Peh, a lot of them, but b'zman hazeh we're allowed to write down Torah Shabbal Peh. So mele the Ramah says b'zman hazeh you're allowed to metaltal get. Where you can learn different things from the Megillah. You can learn the halachas of how to write a Megillah. You know, different things. If a get is asa, so this is also asa. So Dilma filu manda asa beget. Megillah shari. Dvad yicholim lumon imenu kamedine Megillah. Ava pishim koch halachas is kamti the mutu taltala. So he's not sure. He's not sure. But let's see who. But one of the acronym is very upset. The Big Day Yesha, on page 16 and 17. So he's very upset with the Pri Chodesh. Because the Pri Chodesh made this Issa Muktzah on a Megillah Esther and Shabbos. So says the Big Day Yesha on page 17, that Pri Chodesh also l'taltal Megillah Shabbos, mishum dein korin ba, v'avi kaftarta b'zman ha-gemara. It's like the Sefer HaFtorah. We said that you can't move the Sefer HaFtorah or the Sefer HaGadatah, because it, all these things. Sefer HaFtorah you can't be taltel because you're not allowed to write a part of Chumash, a part of Navi, if it's not a Sefer Sholem. Now they just write a scroll of. So Pri Chumash Oser LeTaltel HaMegillah B'Shabbos Mishum Dein Korin Bo V'Avi Kaftarta B'Zman HaGemara U'Mechilas Mikvodo Harama Shetah B'Zeh. He thinks Tom is a toes goggle. He wants to say that the Pri Chodesh made a big mistake. Why? The Sham also the crossbow cloud. Whereas a Sefer HaFtorah, you're not allowed to read a Sefer HaFtorah even during the week. Because you're not allowed to write HaFtorahs. You have to write a full Yeshaya, a full Yirmiyahu. You can't just write HaFtorah, a scroll just of HaFtorah. And so therefore you can't even read it on Tuesday, on Wednesday. Tafil B'chol. So you can't use it. You're not allowed to use it. You're allowed to write it. You can't use it. So it's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. Ain't a chazal l'midi. But Megillah, b'zman hazeh mutar l'lmod b'tocha afilu b'Shabbos. And he says Megillah, not only you can read from it during the week, even on Shabbos you can read from a Megillah. Because the issur is only to read it publicly to be motzi. B'zman hazeh mutar l'lmod. If you want to learn, say you want to learn Megillah Esther on Shabbos. So you can take out a Megillah scroll. You don't say you can. The only Israel Shabbos is to read it B'Torah the Mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah. But you can still learn from it. But the Sefer HaFtorah, you're not allowed to look in. The Sefer HaFtorah. And the Sefer HaGadatah, it's Torah Shabbat, you're not even looking. So that's why it's Muktzah. But Mehechi Teisi, that a Megillah said, this is what Rav Yossi Ginsburg said last week. Mehechi Teisi. So the Dafka Likros also. In other words, they only asked reading. But if you want to look at it, You're not going to read. You're going to just look at it with your eyes. Do you want to see the Megillah? That's mutter. So you're not even articulating the words. So why is it muktzah? The dafka, they only ask in reading the Megillah. So lo yet Torah ve'elech eichel baki. But me'achas she'en korin la Megillah latzeis bo edo Torah mutter lomod misochol. So that's what the Big Yeshua says. He doesn't think the Pre-Chadish is right at all. Some want to say maybe the Pre-Chadish meant once, since they asked it, to read. Maybe they made a little plug and they didn't allow. But it's Big Yeshua is I think it's fair. And even though I have a Kabbalah. I mean, Mordechai Cohen said from Aaron Lichtenstein that he never saw a Krum Svara in the Pre-Chadash. So the Big Yesha is, I don't know, unless you feel that the Pre-Chadash is compelling, more than the Big Yesha. But I think the Big Yesha has a good taina. This is what Yossi Ginsburg's taina from last week. He says the Megillah shouldn't be muktzah because you want to learn Megillah Sessi. You're not even going to read it. You're not going to even articulate the words. You're going to look at it. So why should that be Yasser? So apparently the Pre-Chadash thinks it is. So it's maybe some type of, someone to say maybe some type of low plug, that if you're going to start to read from it with your eyes, then that'll lead to another thing. I don't know.
Normally people aren't taking out a Megillah to learn the halachas from it. They're taking out in order to learn.
Let's say the week before Purim, Shabbos before Purim, he wants to practice the Megillah.
Oh, so some want to say that maybe the Pre-Chadash only meant it on that Shabbos. Not the Shabbos before. Maybe the Shabbos before Eilech HaNami would be okay.
Because then the Gezeirah of Rabbi that doesn't apply. No one's being answered.
Here, take a look in the Elio Rabbah on page 15. Zoktel Yarabo says Miu Bnei Ayoros Maftirin. Say so this past Shabbos, right? So in Eretz Yisrael, they read Vayovo, they read the Parshas Shavua, and they read Vayovo Amalek, and they were Maftir the Haftorah for Vayovo Amalek. We had the Haftorah from Parshas Shavua. He says, "Bnei Ayoros, Maftirim b'Parsha Shavua, Muter l'Taltal Megillah b'Shabbos." He says, "Say for us this past Shabbos, for people of not Bnei Yerushalayim, so he thinks it's Muter." He says, "It could be though Pre-Chadash only meant it for the Bnei Yerushalayim, because the Bnei Yerushalayim there was an Isser put on them." It's there's Man Kriya, and there was an Isser to put, so maybe Nichlal and the Isser. But for us, it's not even Purim on Tesvav. So it's not even the day. So it's not the reason why we don't read the Megillah this because it's not Purim. The reason why Bnei Yerushalayim didn't read the Megillah is because Gezeirah Derabbah. The reason why we didn't read the Megillah is because it's not the Zman. So there was no Isser put on the Megillah for us this Shabbos. So if you want to metaltal the Megillah, or even read the Megillah to yourself, it would be okay. I don't read it or look at it, whatever. So that's
What about a Sefer Megillah Sefer? Somebody has it, or Yeshua? Is that looks
well?
Is that this week's Haftarah?
Well, that's the Vilna Gaon's word. The Vilna Gaon says they never asked it. They never asked it the other Megillahs on Shabbos. Right? In other words, Shir HaShirim, if right, the Cholim, if sometimes we read it on Shabbos. So they asked the Vilna Gaon, but what about the Gezeirah Derabbah? So the Vilna Gaon responded, no, there's no Gezeirah Derabbah by Shir HaShirim, because it's not a Chovas HaYachid, it's only a Chovas HaTzibur. The Megillah says it's a Chovas HaYachid. If you don't have a minion, you still have to read Megillah Esther. But Shir HaShirim maybe is only a Chovas HaTzibur. And if you don't have a tzibur, so maybe you don't even have to read the Megillas Shira Shira. So the big thing Yesha says is a strong taina, but the Eliyahu Rabbah makes a chiluk between if there was an issur put on you today. So this past Shabbos there was no issur put on us. It's just there wasn't this man, but there's no issur put on us. Let's take a look in the Chasam Sofer on page 21. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva here. You know, when they redid this Chasam Sofer, you know, the Machon Maor of Daniel Bitton, so he did a very nice thing. He made titles for everything. Chasam Sofer didn't have titles in his tshuvas. Not only did he make titles for the tshuva, he made titles for every paragraph. And I think that's very important, for especially like Mr. Beagleisen once said to me, you know, in this generation, people can't take too much at a time. So if you break it up, like my svarim, I break up into, you know, paragraphs. I give titles, subtitles to the paragraphs, because people can't take too much at once. So we break it up. So that's what he did to the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, this machon. And it's amazing they came out with the whole Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. It's much easier to read Chasam Sofer now in the Tshuvas than it ever was before. So look what he says. Yinei zeh lashoni orchaim tzimtum tov fresh peiches. Prichodesh echel leser. He says, the Prichodesh asin, Megillah b'Shabbos. Ayin be Shmuel. So he writes this word that we seemingly were saying that that was shot in the big Yesha, or the Eliyahu Rabbah rather. But look what the Chasam Sofer writes. Because the Pri Chanish is only talking about what Tesvav Shachal Yisbazam Lekoch Mukofin. And only for those people, only B'nai Yushalayim, there was an issur put on them, then it becomes Muktza. But for us, if this Pei Shabbos, somebody wants to, start learning how to lay in the Megillah. So he says, no problem. He could take out a Megillah on Shabbos and lay. Because there's no issur gzeirah the Rabbah on a Ben Yudalid on the Shabbos that's Tezvav. But you say Yud Gimel Shachal B'Shabbos, but say Yud Gimel falls out on Shabbos, Shu Erev Purim, Ve'enu Zman Kriya Shari. It's not the Zman Kriya. So the Gzeirah the Rabbah only applies when it's the Zman Kriya. And for the person who's the Zman Kriya it is, so that's what is this? So if you want to start preparing the Megillah for next year, you have time on Shabbos, you can take a Megillah out on Shabbos. But not and even that, the that's what he wants to say, that the Prichadish only meant it on the Zman that it would have been the Mitzvah. And now you're not supposed to do the Mitzvah, so then it's Muktzah. But if it's not the Zman of Mitzvah, so you can learn from it, so then you should be able to metalkel, it shouldn't be Muktzah. So if this Shabbos somebody forgot Megillas Esther, they had the Megillah, they forgot it on the table Friday night. So they should be able to. So if you're a Ben Yerushalayim, you can't touch it. But if you're not a Ben Yerushalayim, it should be mutter. And he says he thinks the Pri Chodesh only meant it on Tezvav for the Bnei Yerushalayim. One could still argue with the Pri Chodesh, like the Big Yesha said, because maybe this is only the Kriya to be Yotze, praise. Still, what to me?
Well, Wasn't there some kind of a connection in the Gemara between Shifer and Megillah?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going to be Mater, if anybody's going to be Mater Megillah on Shabbos, he's going to have to be Mater Shifer too then.
On the Shabbos, on which Shabbos? On the Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah.
Shabbos Rosh Hashanah,
so the Prichadish would say the Shofar is Mukta.
So if the Shofar is Mukta, then the Megillah has to be Mukta.
That's what the Prichadish holds.
Yeah. I'm saying, but the other side would be equivalency.
The only thing is, maybe... See, the question is, what can you do with a shofar on Shabbos, even if it's not Rosh Hashanah? See, a Megillah, you can read the Megillah. Shofar, what are you going to blow the shofar? I don't
know. Is it mezuzah muktzah?
Is it mezuzah muktzah? So what is the word? Because you can't read it. You're not allowed to read a mezuzah, you're saying.
I don't know. Am I? If I want to check a mezuzah, I'm allowed to buy a mezuzah.
Are you allowed to buy a mezuzah on Shabbos? Maybe not.
You stumbling out? Huh?
Because.
You're not supposed to look at your tzitzis on Shabbos either, because that's Shema Yavol Asakim. Presumably, anyway.
Well, checking tefillin, you're checking it to be misakin.
No, I'm saying when you put on a talus, a lot of people check the tzitzis every time you put on the talus.
Right.
A Shabbos Shadavka, not supposed to.
Mm-hmm. See here. He says, me mash cousin Morgan of Rome. Masha Lesser Gambi Gimel B'Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says you can't read the. If Yud Gimel falls out on Shabbos, right, and you want to read the Megillah, the night Megillah. But you want to read it early from Plag Mincha. So then so normally the halacha is you can read Megillah from Plag Mincha, B'Shas Adchak, you can read it. But here, if you're going to read it from Plag Mincha is Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says, so it's also, even though that's not the day of the Megillah. Whereas before the Chasam Sofer was saying that maybe it's only on the day of the, here's the day before. But you're still reading it midin on Shabbos, midin Plag Mincha. So maybe, so the Magen Avraham says it's Zayir the Rabbah. Maybe not. So Sarach Laim Minali the Shaykh Hachum Mishum the Rabbah. He says maybe that's not true. It was if Purim falls out. Purim falls out on Sunday. Motzai Shabbos, right? Right, that happens. Purim falls out on Motzai Shabbos, and somebody, you know, has a Shas Adchak, and we want to read the Megillah, be Plag Mincha. So Plag Mincha on Shabbos. We want to read the Kriyas and Megillah for Sunday, for Motzai Shabbos. So normally, you want to read the Megillah on Plag Mincha for, say, Purim falls out in the middle of the week, and you want to read the Megillah on Plag Mincha, it should be okay. I mean, B'Shas Adchak. But if Purim falls out on Motzai Shabbos, could you read the Megillah for Plag Mincha? So the Magen Avraham says no, because Plag Mincha is Shabbos, and you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. But the Chasam Sofer says no. Maybe the idea of Shabbos is only Mash Mules or Gamma Yud Gimel. Sasar Chlad Menali, the Shaykh Achmishim the Rabba. Hechel will read the Kula Haikim. Because you're not allowed to read the Megillah. Most people aren't going to be reading the Megillah on Prag Mincha. on Motzai Shabbos. So if you wanted to do it, so you're sick, you're a yachid. So he says it could be that there's no gezerah deraba on a yachid. Well, that's one of the reasons why there's no gezerah deraba on a bris milah. Right? This is a famous kasha. How come we can have a bris milah on Shabbos? We should ask the bris milah because maybe the mohel is going to carry the knife on Shabbos. So you should ask the bris milah. So why don't we ask the bris milah on Shabbos? So there's a lot of terutzim to that. But one of the terutzim is because not everyone's doing a bris milah today. How many people had a son 8 days ago? So he says, so therefore the Xerah Rabba is when the whole Tzibur is mitzuvah and something, that we're afraid that they're going to all be torrid and then they're going to make a mistake. But if only one person is mitzuvah, so then okay. So the Magen Avraham says the Xerah Rabba to read the Megillah. The question is the Xerah Rabba to read the Megillah on Shabbos when Shabbos is not the day? Meaning because the Purim is really Motzai Shabbos, but you're reading it on Shabbos, we didn't plug Mincha. So is that also Midin Gzeira Derabba? So the Magen Avraham says yeah, and the Chasam Sofer says no, maybe not, because it's not everyone's chayv. Gzeira Derabba is everyone's chayv, so everyone's for blundering. You know, everyone's going to get mixed up, and then they're going to come to carry, because they have a lot of pressure on them, and the Chasam Sofer says no. He says because plag mincha only yichidim are going to do it, so then most of the people won't. So then, therefore, the people who are not as nervous will make sure that the people who are more nervous won't carry. He says, "Miu haprichadish polig b'lav hachi va'osir lekrosa kodem zmana afil b'chol." If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, like Rabbi Vorian pointed out, he says, "Yineidim haprichadish prepared 22. Yineid haprichadish osir letaltal abigil b'shabes b'yachoshen korim bo aval kamachron cholku b'lav umatir." He quotes the Eliyahu Rabba, the Big Day Yesha, where we saw Chasdei David, Matei Yehuda. So he says, a lot of poskim argued with the... And if you look at the Makor Chaim from the Chavos Yoyer, on page 5, Megillah says the Mutal Betiltal. So the Makor Chaim says that Megillah says is Mutal Betiltal. Why should it be Asa? It's Nita and Likasev. It's a safer Shalem. You're allowed to read from it. So you're not allowed to read Betzibur. But who's reading? The question is, therefore it makes a Mukta. Maybe you can read, you know, just like with your eyes. Like Yossi Ginsburg said. You can read with your eyes that you're doing something. It's a Shnapshus. So this is a fascinating machlokes between the Prichadosh and the Big Day Yesha. If on the day that Purim falls out on Shabbos that you're not reading, does the Megillah become Muktzah? Big Day Yesha says no, and the Prichadosh says yes. One last thing on page 1 is a Rebbe Kiveger that we didn't say over. That what happens... Kivega's on the bottom. What happens if the shul forgot? At a Purim shulish, where they're supposed to bring out 2 Sifrei Torah, they forgot. It's not a normal thing to bring out 2 Sifrei Torah for Vayavo Amalek, because Vayavo Amalek is usually the kriya for Purim morning, not for this. So they forgot. So they read the whole kriya Torah from the Parsha Shavua. So he says, so he says that if you forgot, you still have to take out another Sefer Torah and read from Vayavo Malik. And then he writes in contrast to when Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah are on the same day, and you read all the aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to leave the last aliyah for Hanukkah. So he says, so there, you only took out one Torah for Rosh Chodesh, and you read it, we wouldn't tell you to go back and read Hanukkah. Here is a special thing for Purim. They made an extra aliyah. I mean, the whole Kriya. They made the Kriya for Vayavo Malik. That's the whole Kriya. Oh. So this is a fascinating machlokes. So basically we discussed tonight whether a get is muktzah and whether Megillas Esther is muktzah. Because it's mashma in the Gemara that a get is muktzah. So why... He has nothing to do with him. So the question is, why is it get muktzah? So simple shot is, you're not allowed to read again on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read again on Shabbos, so it's muktzah. Because we said, anything you're not allowed to read, it becomes muktzah. So it's muktzah. Except the Rambam says, b'nozman hazeh, that we're allowed to read Torah Shebal Peh. We were allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh, so we could read Torah Shebal Peh, so now it's not muktzah anymore. So that's how it gets, might be different as man as that. And also the Rambam report says again, okay. So that's the, because Esther, so they asked it, so maybe now it becomes muktzah. That's the Pre-Chodesh says, but maybe not. Maybe the Big Yeshua says, the Maisa, we could read a Big Sefer Haftarah, you can't read the whole week even. So certainly muktzah on Shabbos. But this you can read the whole week, in Megillas Esther. And that's what the Mekor Chaim says, that it's not muktzah. That's the machlokes. Arba Chorim say it's not, but the Pre-Chodesh assumed that it was muktzah, and the Big Day Yeshua argued with him.
Big Day Yeshua argued with him.
So it's a chiddush that it's muktzah. No, it's a big chiddush. So then we're going to have Bez Hashem in the future packets. We're going to have a discussion. What about newspapers? What about business newspapers? Is that considered muktzah? You know, what's the story of the newspapers that are business? And then we have to discuss also is newspapers some. Some poskim, I think Rav Shechter mentioned this, maybe Rav Shechter. Some poskim discussed, I think maybe Rav Shechter discussed this question, whether if the newspaper was printed already Friday night, maybe it's considered like Nolad. Maybe it's created on Shabbos. So maybe that's a different reason why it's muktzah. Other than the fact that you can't read it. Maybe because it was created. Something's created, and you said it's Beit Shanolda. Beit Shanolda is also. So, Machma, usually we get the papers delivered to our building, so I tried a certain... Like one individual, he's elderly, he doesn't leave his house during COVID so much, so I bring him his newspaper. But on Shabbos, I don't bring it. There's a Shiloh of Muktzah. On a business type newspaper, maybe that's books. So I'm not metaltel the newspaper on Shabbos. That's a question. So the question of the content of the newspaper, is if it's business content, maybe it's mukta. And then the question of being made on Shabbos could be considered mukta also. That's the question. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem, next week, will already be starting in Yom Pesach. So as I told you, I wanted to talk about matzah being mukta. An Erev Pesach. Especially Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. So you're not allowed to eat matzah. So matzah has no function, this Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So if you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, so that's it. So maybe it's mukta. Whereas there's far to say it's not mukta. So that's Bez Hashem, the coming attractions, Bez Hashem, because he's the act of the Shmaya. Okay, Rabosei, you should have a good night, a good Shabbos, and looking forward to seeing everyone in Siyat HaDishmaya next week. Okay, Kol Tov.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Simon. Thank you.